This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana innaka sami'un mujibu dua. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. جزاكم الله خير. It's another gloomy day in England, of course, right? May Allah reward you all for really being, Ya Rabbi Ameen, sincere in your quest to learn. Some of you, I saw them walking to the area. I was told it's the traffic. So may Allah reward you. Please forgive us for being late. Normally, I'm not, but sometimes logistics play a role. So what I want to share with everybody is the following. That's why I would love to see you. So maybe after the break, we'll see, because I want to talk to you. I don't want you just to listen to me. I want to listen from you also. The question is, and I always ask this anytime I speak about the pure heart. Two questions for everybody. Don't answer me against because I can't see you, but write it down. And then maybe in the question and answers, we can discuss. Do you have a pure heart? Don't say yes, don't say no. Just put a question mark. The next one is going to come. What is a pure heart? Third one is two parts. If I have it, inshallah we do, how did I do it? And if I don't, or maybe 50% or maybe less, what do I need to do? Anything, and most of you know, I'm by profession, I'm a physician. So if you come to my office or you come to my clinic and you have a problem, I can't help you unless I know what is going on. So I have to listen to you. You tell me, I put it in my mind, come to a conclusion. I said, okay, we will need A, B, C, D, E, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the first thing, and I start with this quickly, is why do we focus on this pure heart? Or where did it even come from? And the answer is, it came from, can I hear it from somebody? Everything comes from Allah, for sure. But where did it come from? How did he send it to us? Let's put it this way. Now I gave you a clue. Okay, I don't hear an answer which makes me worry, but also makes me happy. That means you need this subject. It's in the Quran. The pure heart, sound heart, healthy heart, again, it depends how you translate, Al-Qalbu Salim is actually in the Quran. I did not invent it, or the organizers, or somebody else. It's in the Quran. Mainly in two places. Both related to Sayyidina Ibrahim. One, he made dua that he has this. And the second one came after, where Allah responded. And he described him. Allah described Sayyidina Ibrahim that he came to Allah with the sound, Qalb al-Salim. I'm going to keep the word Salim. And you see which translation hits your heart most. So in the first one, it was in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the poem, the poets, where he said, Ya Allah, don't disgrace me. When after he was talking to his people, who's Allah? And he said, Ya Allah, don't disgrace me. He's making a dua. On the day, and he didn't say the day of judgment. He didn't say Yawm al-Qiyamah. He said, on the day that nothing will come to avail, nothing will help me, nothing will protect me. And he said it specifying two things. We all in this room, and whoever is listening to me will be listening, we all disobey Allah because of them. There are two. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ The day no children and no wealth will be of benefit. He didn't say the day of judgment. He described what will not happen, But what's the reality of that day? And by opposite, which is something very common in the Quran, sometimes Allah teach me what He wants to teach me by describing the opposite. So when Allah, for example, you see in some chapters, describe Jahannam, may Allah protect us all, the hellfire, with no description of Jannah or just a little bit of it. Why? Because you're going to say to yourself, wow, I don't want to be there. Because if that's there, what is the opposite of it? And the same when he speak in detail about Jannah, but very little mention about Jahannam, because you're going to say, I don't want to be but this. I don't want to be on the other side. So here he's telling you and me and the Muslims that people in this dunya, in all of us, I will not say majority, I'm going to say everybody, either both or 50%, we focus on these two. And I'm more than happy if anyone in this room disagree with me. We disobey Allah because the goal is the children or the wealth. I am not going to get the job if I put my hijab. So I don't do it. That's wealth. My child will not be, doesn't like me, or if I'm going to go and get her or him from the school, they will feel uncomfortable with me the way I dress. I'm not going to do it. That's for the children. And I just give you a quick example. So he's telling Allah, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Neither wealth nor children will be of avail, of benefit. So what will benefit me then, Ya Rabbi? He tells me, illa, except. That's what I need. Because that's the only thing. When Allah put illa, it's in the Arabic language, a tool, we call it in Arabic, adatu hasr, meaning everything going to come after is only this thing. Nothing before. Except the person who comes with a pure heart. Sound heart. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. It has to be my and your goal. You want to go to Jannah. And again, if I can see you all, I'm going to ask you, raise your hand. I have no doubt everybody will raise, not one hand, two hands. Of course I want to go to Jannah. This is temporary. How long I'm going to live here? How long we will live here? I want to be there. I want Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam to be my neighbor. I want to see Allah. I want to be in a place where there is no sorrow, no worry, no pain. I'm not going to worry about what I'm going to eat. I'm not going to worry where is the food coming from. I'm going to be in non-ending bliss from Allah, or bliss from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what do I need to do here? Focus on only this. Because we all say, what do I need to do? This is this, this is this, this is this. Put one goal at the end. In this dunya, I need to work on my heart. And many of us don't do that. Oh, my salah, that's very important. That's one part that brings me to the qalbu saleem, but not all. Oh, my dress code, absolutely. But that's not it. My fasting, my charity, all these are, look at them so you will never forget bi idhnillah. You have a big lake, and the lake is al-qalbu saleem. And there is many rivers that feed this lake, this lake. The more rivers comes to the lake, the bigger and the purer is the lake. The lake is al-qalbu saleem. The rivers is everything. Allah told me, there's two things, pay attention. The rivers, everything Allah told me to do. But that's not it. And we Muslims in general don't pay a good attention to the next. Everything He told me not to do. These are the lakes. I pray, walillah alhamd, I pray on time, I pray tahajjud, I pray long. Alhamdulillah, that's a beautiful river. But I lie. I am not helpful. I'm mean. I backbite. This will counter this. The lake at the end is going to be not big. Because that's the end in the day of judgment. is the scale. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. That's what Allah said in Surah Al-Mu'minun, the believers. Whomsoever the scale is heavy, they are the successful. What makes my scale heavy or the opposite? What do I put in the scale? All the good deeds, perfect. It's very heavy. But the bad deeds is going to make it lighter. So al-qalb al-salim, the heart that is that lake, pure, heavy, every river that can end in that lake, I am the first one to do it. And honestly, I don't care whatsoever if I am the only one in that river. All this dunya, all these people, all these Muslims, non-Muslims, humanity is not doing it. But I know with no doubt that that's what Allah wants from me. I'm going to be the only one in that stream, because it's not a river yet. But the weight of this stream, when I come as the only one, way heavier than the thousands doing this here. Because the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said this, جَاءَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا فَطُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. Islam came as a stranger. Think of in the beginning of the da'wah, the beginning of calling to Allah. How many Muslims were in Mecca? How many Muslims went to Medina in the first, after the first bay'ah, the first covenant? How many? 70. Right? And at the end, 100,000 went with him, alayhi salatu wasalam, for Hajj. What is 100,000 for now? I came from Hajj last week. There was 1.9 million. جَاءَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا, came as a stranger. How many people prayed in Mecca? How many people bear witness there is no God but Allah in Mecca? You count them. And then he said, وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا, is going to come back as a stranger. Now walk in the streets of Birmingham, and you are way better than us in the States. Is every woman dressed the way that pleases Allah? Is every Muslim woman dressed the way pleases Allah? Is every Muslim man and a woman act and behave the way pleases Allah? I would love to say yes. Then I'm going to be a big liar. But it doesn't matter. I want to be that stranger. I want to be that person. In every step, not pick and choose. Not pick and choose. Not when I am in this gathering, I am the best Muslim. And then I go tomorrow to work, or I go even shopping, and I'm a completely different person. Then again, remember the rivers. Gharib, I'm stranger, because I am the Muslim woman that Allah wants me in every spot He puts me. As a wife, as a mother, as a daughter, as a friend, as a cousin, anywhere, as a colleague. So al-qalb al-salim, now connected together. If you have al-qalb al-salim, you are that stranger. You will never, it will never come out of your mouth. Everybody else is doing it. What is the big deal? Allah is ghafoorun rahim. Of course Allah is ghafoorun rahim. Of course Allah is all forgiving, all merciful. If He is not, I'm not going to be standing here. If He is not, you will not be here, because we all don't deserve it. But you need to be this. And the first step, and this is very easy to do, but extremely difficult for many of us, and to be what we call it, sincere. Everything you do, everything, again, this deen is not what I like sometimes. It's you're constant. Everything you do, everything you don't do, again, the deen is do and don't. Everything you say, everything you don't say, for only one reason, and one only, and that is for Him only. And Him, capital H. for Allah only, why you are here. Renew your niyyah, renew your intention. It's not because I'm speaking. May Allah make me better than what you think of me. Because I want to get closer to Him. Because this is a gathering where the angels are surrounding us. And Allah descend, and Allah send or engulf us with His rahmah. And Allah will remember us or mention us in a better gathering. That's all for Him. Not because, oh, it's, you know, Saturday and I, why not? Oh, all my friends are going, why not? Oh, I see her all the time online, let me see her in person. They are halal reasons. But that's, there is no, they have no place in any of the rivers because it's not for Allah. Remember this. This is the essence of this deen. Al-Ikhlas, they call it. Any book of Tazkiyah, you're going to read, they tell you the first step for a pure heart to be connected to Allah is you have to be sincere. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's amazing hadith, it's a hadith Qudsi, where He says, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءَ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ. I am Allah, the most, not in need, let's put it, this is easier translation. I am not in need, Allah, of any partner. Whomsoever put a partner with me, Allah, I will leave him to his partner or partners. When you say, I can do it, anything, as simple as cooking to the biggest project you want to do, and you say, I can do it. I planned, I did my homework. Look how many times I said I did my homework, I planned, I consulted, I spent 3-4 years doing it. And there is no Allah in this, but in between these words. He made me think of the idea. He facilitated the people to help me. He gave me the strength to do it. He kept me going although I failed. If none of He is in that conversation, remember this hadith, He will leave you. Even if you are successful. Because sometimes Allah gives us what we want. Although we are sinners, He gives us. That's because He is Ghafoor Rahim. Anything you do, you have to be sincere to Allah. I ask many of the sisters all the time, why do you want to get married? They look at me. I was like, what is she saying? And I mean it. Everybody else is getting married. I know. I love this man or I love this woman. I know. But that's not for Allah. You really need, the first thing you do in your quest, in your path, you decided today you're leaving bi-idhnillah and you want to be a person. When you meet Allah, when we're all going to meet Him, or before I leave this dunya, either I reach the goal bi-idhnillah by His help, or I am on the process, I am on the path, it doesn't matter. If I am on the path, and He took me, He decided to take me back, He will take me back as if I reached, achieved the goal. Because that's what Allah said in the Quran. One of the most beautiful, to me, verses in Surah An-Nisa, in the chapter, the woman. And He's talking about hijrah. And He said, وَمَا يُهَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعَةً. Whomsoever, migrate, يُهَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, for the sake of Allah. You moved to Birmingham from wherever, simply because there is a very good Islamic school. I don't know, I'm just giving example. Or there is a better Muslim community. Something related to Allah, I can practice my deen better, that's hijrah. You left a place where you are more challenged in your deen to a place that you are less challenged in your deen, that's hijrah. That's migration. Yes, He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, la hijrata ba'da al-fath. There is no physical hijrah, like from Mecca to Medina, after the conquer of Mecca. But every single day, we need to migrate or we are migrating. So what is he saying? You hajar fi sabilillah. You left. You loved to watch that show. Loved it. Addicted to it. Then you learned that this show is taking you away from him. Your path for the lake is becoming more hindered. And you decide you're not going to do it. You just migrated. You migrated from disobedience to obedience. What may you hajar? But has to be the second three words. Fi sabilillah. For the sake of Allah. Not because I love Birmingham. Not because it is less expensive. Not because my family lives here. Or whatever other dunya reason. Has to be for Allah. And you have to be honest. Because if you're not honest, it doesn't matter. He knows. يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. He knows the hidden and that is not even hidden yet. So, وَمَنْ يُهَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. I left the disobedience of Allah. I left those friends because every time I'm with them, I'm going to end up backbiting. I'm not going to go out with them. That's hijrah. Although I love it, I like it, I really feel good. You left it. Why? Because it's disobedience to Allah. What's going to happen? يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعَى. You're going to see in this world, or in this land, or in this earth, مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعَى. A lot of opportunities, a lot of khair, a lot of giving, and expansion. Okay. And then, وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ. You left your home. This is physical hijrah. إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. You left. All the examples I gave. And then you died. You didn't reach. You're not yet in Qalb al-Saleem. You barely left one thing. What will happen? What's going to happen, Ya Rabbi? I didn't finish it. I just started. فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Allah will give him the reward of the full migration. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah is all forgiving, all merciful. So the first step, my beautiful sisters, to take the journey, to reach Al-Qalb al-Saleem, you need to start analyzing everything you do. You need to start looking inward, I call it. And you need to start this conversation with yourself and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm doing it for you and you only, Ya Rabbi. And talk to him and say, if I, and this is another common scenario, if it changes during the process, bring me back, pull me back, remind me. Because we do this and people start praising us. And we praise each other for no reason, just, you know, it's real, it's true. And what happens inside me? I start loving it. And I start doing it so people praise me. Now ikhlas left. Sincerity left. Everything has to be for him and him only. And he tests us almost every time. Is it true? Or you are a claimer? Or I am a claimer? So the first step in Al-Qalb al-Saleem. Because what is Al-Qalb al-Saleem? And in the next session, I'll take you through the signs of it. But in general, so you start thinking of that lake. That lake has nothing in it but Allah. There's no fish. There is no trees. There is no leaves. There is no boats, there's nobody swimming, there's nothing. Stand still, clear, beautiful. That's the heart, Qalb al-Saleem. No attachments but to Allah. Everything else I love, I want. But if it's not going to get me close to Him, I don't want it. If my beauty is taking me away from Allah, I don't want it. And you mean it. If my spouse, my children, my job, my home, taking me away from Allah, the person she or he of Al-Qalb al-Saleem don't want it at all. It's taking me away from you, Ya Allah. So the first step, learn something called sincerity. There's a beautiful story in the books of Tazkiyah, you'll read this. And again, majority of these stories has no names because the issue is not the person. The issue is the act. And it said that there is this person who for 40 years, 40, prayed in the first row in the masjid. 40 years. One day, he arrived late. One day. And as he was praying in the second row, this thought came to him. What will people say about me today? They will see me in the second row. Then he started talking to himself after the salah. Woe on you. For 40 years, you have been praying in the first row. So people will say you pray in the first row. All those 40 years are gone because Allah does not accept a partner. So when we do things to be seen, when we do things to be praised, and how do we know we are doing things to be praised when you get upset when nobody praises you? Why do you get upset? As simple as when you cook something. And this is daily life. You cook something, you put it on the table, and the children just ate and move. And you kept asking, you keep asking them till they tell you. Because you're looking for the praise. Then you did not cook for the sake of Allah. You did not cook to feed your children because that's what pleases Allah. Whether it's a food, whether it's anything you do for the others, and not necessarily for the children, for anybody. You help somebody. And if they don't say, Jazakallah khair, thank you, this was very nice of you. It's nice to say these things. In fact, Islam teaches me this because man lam yashkur innas lam yashkur illah. This hadith of Rasul ﷺ. If you do not pray, if you do not say, if you're not grateful to people, you're not grateful to Allah. It's true. It's part of the etiquettes of Islam. But I don't do it for that reason. And I know I'm doing it for that reason when I get upset. So sincerity, أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك. And الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام was asked. He said, يا رسول الله, what do you say about somebody went out for jihad, physical jihad, fighting, for fighting, for Allah, and to be remembered or to be known as courageous. I'm just rephrasing the hadith. ما له, what reward he will get. And this is he because he was a man. And he said, are you ready? None. Nothing. Nothing. He went for jihad. But he wants people to praise him. You put a partner with Allah. And this deen is based upon what? When somebody, non-Muslim, come and accept Islam. What is the first thing? You tell them, declare the Shahada. What is the Shahada? We all know it. We all say it 5 times a day minimum. Actually, 10 times a day minimum. But we don't know what are we saying. What do you say? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And we put our finger like this. Why do we put our finger like that? We have 10. Why one? I bear witness there is no God but Allah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. What does it mean when you bear witness there is no deity worth of worship except Allah? You're saying you are here, Ya Allah, and everything else is here. I'm saying it. Reality, daily life, may Allah forgive me before anybody else. Most, I'm not going to say everything. Most of the things are here, if not here. I delay my salah because I'm on my phone. I hear the adhan and I don't stop talking. Oh, I'm talking with my friend. So the most important thing, qalb al-salim, and we all have to have this goal, is non-optional, I say this to myself. Because I want to go to Jannah. And all of us wants to go to Jannah. And we should have this desire. Because what is Jannah? في الجنة ما لا رأت عين ولا سمعت أذن ولا خطر على بال بشر. What's in Jannah? No one have ever seen. What's in Jannah? No one have ever heard. And look at the next one. And in Jannah, nobody can imagine. Not even a thought in your mind can imagine. Every time I see beauty, especially when I travel, you know, and I'm looking at the earth down and you see beautiful things. And you say, Ya Allah, what is more beautiful than this? And the hadith comes in. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى بَالِهِ. And not, you cannot even think of or comprehend how it's going to look. I wanted it. And every one of us in this room should want it. And I'm sure you all do. But what did you do for it?